What do? When you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
Hi, and I am your host, Sharon Rolfe. Thanks for joining us today. And you are listening to Fresh Courage coming to you on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. It's your time to shine. I want to help you daily do something that brings happiness, health, and wealth. And we're going to be talking about how Stacy did that in just recently. I want you to live wholeheartedly, to enjoy everything, and to live boldly without regrets. So our topic today is letting go or letting loose of constricting things. And this could be thoughts, schedules, kids, something in me, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So there's seasons in life where we let go, and it's a valuable lesson to recognize that. So Stacy Tompkins has a communications degree and an MA in clinical psychology, a certification in integral coaching, two certifications in heart-centered hypnotherapy and heart-centered breathwork. And she says her passion is to facilitate workshops and lead groups, and that's where she feels most alive and most useful. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharon. It's a pleasure.
Good. Well, Stacy, I learned about her through an article online from Next Tribe, and she has a puppy dog with her today, so in case she has to tend to that, we'll give her a break. Mm-hmm. It's a little addition to her family. So what are we going to learn today?
Well, I loved that introduction for the radio program and or for the podcast, because I really do believe, and I also embody the idea that we all have gifts and a particular light, particular fragment of light to shine. And sometimes we don't discover that until transitions happen in our lives. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened for me was that both my children decided they wanted to go to boarding school, and they both left, which is so weird. I was like, no, you're not going to boarding school. But they were like, yes, we are. That's what we want to do. And they found funding and they did it. And so before my time was as a mother was up, my children left. And wow. I know. It was one of the hardest experiences of my life. So I went into grief, but then I also began to look around, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to contribute? What is my mm-hmm. work? And how do I make meaning of my life now that this really big, giant job is over? And, letting go of them was really painful, but it also brought in so much magic in my life and so much beauty, because I began to expand and see where my gifts and talents are needed and utilized and helpful. And, you know, one of the things I did for myself, I gifted myself time and space to go and hike the Camino de Santiago. And that was pivotal for me in really like befriending myself again, getting to know myself, remembering myself, you know, who I am, what mm-hmm. I want, what is my particular light, what do I have to offer the world beyond my immediate family. So I think we're going to talk about letting go and also making space to bring in something new.
So what is relevant, or why is this important to us?
Well, because the nature of life, right, is change. Nothing is ever stagnant. Nothing ever stays the same. And the truth is that can be very disturbing for humans. It can be unsettling and confusing, and we can feel lost when things change. Mm-hmm. We might lose trust, you know, but if we can see the opportunity in the experience, then everything can shift. Because there's always a treasure, right? There's always something that we can learn or grow or expand. And sometimes we resist that because we're like, everything should be the way it was.
We get stuck then, don't we?
Oh my God, we get so stuck. It's hard. Yeah.
So you did go through some questioning your who am I? And that was natural. Transitions do that. So the important thing here is not being stuck, because that was the old way. Things grow. I mean, everything about the plants and animals and the universe, it grows. So we have to be in that mindset of growing too. So
that's right. Right. And the alternative is to get stuck and then blame. So I could have gotten really mad at my children. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest and tell you that I did get pretty mad at them. And then when I felt terrible about that, I turned my wrath on my husband, because, you know, there he was, right? And it was just me and him in the house. And then I realized I needed to take care of myself and allow this to unfold in a way that was generative rather than eroding of relationship.
Yeah, I imagine, since you saw your main role title as being mom, mm-hmm. when that's jerked away, the how dare you probably felt, you know, really came in.
Right, right. You know, the sort of victim mentality of, after all I've done for you, you're just going to go to boarding school. And it was amazing. Most kids get sent to boarding school by their parents. And I'm standing there going, no, I'm not done with you. I still have so much to teach you. And they're like, bye. So we raised very adventuresome daughters. I have two daughters, and we've done lots of adventures. So it was a safe way for them to adventure together on their own. It was also a very expensive way. I will just throw that out there.
I came across a saying here recently that memories without the emotional charge is wisdom.
Yeah.
So we go through that emotional charge, but mm-hmm. when we can get past the emotions and whatever they were, and be able to look back and see the wisdom, then we're better off, and we're now able to move forward. So
That's right.
Tell us about this El Camino. How do you make the decision? What appealed to you about it?
Oh my gosh. So my friend Laura, who lives here in Bozeman, went and hiked the full Camino de Frances, which is the 500-mile hike. That's the sort of classic Camino hike. It's what they made the movie about, The Way. And she came back, and she was literally like vibrating and shimmering with beauty and enthusiasm and excitement. And I was like, I want what you have. And mm-hmm. she said, if you're called to hike the Camino, then you absolutely have to. Like, you cannot overlook the call. And I said, I feel called. So it was pretty easy, because my kids left and I actually got fired from my job. And I was like, maybe I'll go hike the Camino now by myself. So that's what I did. And it was absolutely one of the most meaningful things I've done in my life. And I've done lots of meaningful things. I'm kind of an adventurer. So, yeah.
And you gave yourself a month to do this. Is that right?
I gave myself a month. It took me less than a month because I was alone. I just was like, I guess I'll just keep going, because nobody was like, hey, let's go get a glass of wine, or hey, let's sit here by the river. So I just kept walking. I It's a little bit like Forrest Gump, just keep going. But it was so beautiful for me because it gave me space. It gave me beauty to look at, to be with the landscape and the trees and the history. There's so much history there, like these old churches and these old bridges and things that have been there for thousands of years. I know. And so giving myself the space and time to feel my feelings and listen to the the gifts and the treasures that are in emotions. All emotions have information and wisdom and in them if we stop and listen long enough. You know, we don't just cry. Oh no, sorry. We don't just cry for no reason. There's something there for us. So but we live in such a fast-paced world that it's hard to slow down. And so this is really like a forced slowdown. The pace of walking is actually the pace that human beings are meant to move at, you know, and we're in cars and trains and airplanes and we get whiplash. We get emotional whiplash, you know? I don't have time to feel that. So I'm just going to overlook it and keep going. Yeah.
So do you think it was significant that you were alone mostly? Was that by choice or that's the way it worked out?
It was both. Yeah, I live in Montana, so there's more cows than people here. And I knew that the main Camino would be very crowded. And I'm not a huge fan of being in crowds. I love people, but I like more like one-on-one or small groups. So I ended up hiking from Porto in Portugal up to Spain. And those 5 days between Porto and the border of Spain were completely lonely. I was very lonely. Wow. And there's a difference between, you know, being lonely and feeling solitude. Mm-hmm. And I felt solitude for a while. And it was like communing with myself and, you know, meditating and doing walking meditations and journaling. And then I was like, okay, that's enough. Where is everybody? You know, like, where the heck is everybody?
Okay, well, we are having a great conversation here with Stacy Tompkins. And when we come back, we're going to ask her, how do you know it's time to go on something like this? So stay tuned to Fresh Courage.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how to honor that freedom with a life filled with meaning and possibilities.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
You are listening to Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Sharon Rolfe with my guest, Daisy Tompkins, today. And we've been talking about her journey on the El Camino Santiago, and she told me she kind of was feeling like a pilgrim. So let's pick up from there, Stacy.
Yeah, okay. So everybody who walks the Camino is called a pilgrim. In Spanish, it's peregrino. And a pilgrim is somebody who's seeking, somebody who's searching or longing for something and moving toward it. So everyone, and people come from all over the world. It is amazing. You're with Japanese people and Brazilian people and Mexican people and people from all over Europe. And I hiked with a guy from Australia, a guy from Hungary, and a woman from Romania. And we just sort of fell in together and hiked together and would go out to dinner. And but everyone is a pilgrim, and the people who live in this area take care of the pilgrims. So it's amazing. They might invite you to come to dinner or offer you water or offer you food or offer to take care of your feet. And it can be, I mean, when you're walking that far, you know, I walked like between 15 and 20 miles a day.
Wow.
Your feet get pretty chewed up. And I mean, I have this very vivid memory coming. I didn't have a map with me. My map fell between the seats on the plane, and I just was like, I guess I'm not supposed to have a map. So I didn't really know what each day was going to look like. But I ended up going into the woods one day and being in there most of the day, and I didn't have anything to eat. So by the time I came out, I was starving. And there was a woman picking plums, and she literally beckoned me over, and I was wearing a skirt, and she told me to lift my skirt like a basket, and she poured all the plums into my skirt. I mean, how she knew I was hungry, I don't know, but she just, I couldn't even speak. I couldn't even thank her because I was so moved by this. And then I continued walking, eating my plums, bawling my eyes out, the juice and the tears all mixing together, dripping off my chin, just so moved. And then I literally walked around a corner, and there was a couple sitting outside on their lawn chairs in front of a trailer, and they beckoned me over and they told me he was French and she was Spanish, I think. Anyway, we couldn't really speak to each other. And she told me to take my shoes off, and she washed my feet and put bandages on my blisters. And I just sat there with my plums crying. Because it was so beautiful. Like, people are just kind, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, of course, not all people, but there's magic, and we call it trail magic. When you're a pilgrim, you are fully aware that there is magic all around, and we just need to tune into it. And when we slow down, we can find it more easily. It's right there for us. It's so beautiful. So yeah, being a pilgrim is, when once you're a pilgrim, you're always a pilgrim. So you're like constantly becoming aware of magic. Yeah.
So How long did it take for you to figure out why you were walking?
Oh, that is a really good question. I believe that we have our motivations for doing anything shift, right? So I had space and time. I didn't have a job. My kids had left. I felt desperate, you know? And I always say people either do things because they're desperate or because they've found courage. It's always nice to find courage before you're desperate, but it doesn't always work that way because life, right? So I was pretty desperate. I was pretty lost. I felt really sad. I was in grief. And starting to walk really helped me push the answers to my questions, which sometimes I didn't even know which questions I was holding, but the answers would sort of get pushed up from the soles of my feet. So kind of the opposite direction. Normally we think answers come from our head, but in this case, and I think the more meaningful and deeper answers come from our bodies, our hearts, our souls, our gut. So, it ended up, I was walking for many, many reasons, to self-actualize, to befriend myself, to find meaning in my life beyond motherhood. And it's been an incredibly beautiful ride. I did find meaning, and I have launched myself in many different directions, all of them incredibly meaningful to me and rich, really rich, generative experiences, working with people, working with myself. It's been awesome. So thank you.
So sometimes we, how would one know that it's time to do something as extreme as El Camino or something that it's time for a change? This kind of hits you in the face, but are there other ways that we kind of are told in life that things need to be different?
Yes. Well, I mean, I believe, and I work with many, many people, so I'm kind of constantly gathering data on this. You know, I have my theories, and then I work with people, and I go, oh yeah, this confirms my theory, or at least supports it, right? So what I believe is that we all have these sort of inner nudges or little pushes, or they might even be little hot spots that we're like, what is that? What's going on? And when we're in a routine, we often ignore those. I don't know what that is. Go away, kind of thing. And then it gets a little bit bigger, gets a little bit louder, and oh my God, there it is again, make it go away. And this could come in the form of a thought or a dream or a sensation or a longing. The heart longs for certain experiences. And when we overlook those or numb them or deny them, they get bigger. They definitely get bigger. And a lot of times we can ignore things until we get sick.
Yeah.
Especially autoimmune. I think when we deny our inner knowing, autoimmune issues pop up. Now, there's also a million other reasons for autoimmune issues, but this is one of them, that we self-abandon, right? Mm-hmm. No, I've been taught I have to do this, and I'm following the rules, and I'm doing what I'm told. Why am I miserable? Why am I sick? Why am I unhappy? Why am I addicted? Why am I sabotaging relationships? Whatever. So it's the inner nudge, and I think of it as a thread, right? There's this little thread that sort of weaves through our lives, and it goes in a very windy path. It's not a direct path. It's not A to B. It's not, geometrical. It's windy and messy and confusing. And all of that is part of it. And it's part of the beauty. So when we listen to what I call our inner knowing, my inner knowing is, I have a relationship with it now. I didn't have that before. And I listen to it. And I will tell you, since I've started listening to it, my life has unfolded in such a smoother way, right? And people don't even have to understand it. They can be like, that's crazy. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. It's what I have to do. So one morning I woke up and I told my husband, I have to build a yurt in the backyard. And he's like, what? We can't. No, that's crazy. And I'm like, I know, but I've had the same dream for almost a year. And now I'm just going to do it. And that yurt has changed my life. I work in there. I run groups in there. I do hypnotherapy in there. It is so beautiful. And people are like, can I go in the yurt? You know, like it's a special place. And that came about because I listened to myself. So
we don't always know what we're going to learn.
No.
So it's trusting the process?
Totally trusting the process and trusting yourself. So if you have trust issues in your relationships, start with yourself. Do you trust yourself? Are you sabotaging yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you letting your internalized mother or father or coach or teacher or guru tell you what to do? Or are you listening to yourself? And so, go ahead.
Well, so I just read over the weekend, this hospice nurses say that there's like five main reasons that people have regrets. And one that I really popped out to me was that they regret not letting themselves be happier.
Yeah.
So building this yurt actually made you happier, and you didn't know that to begin with.
No, I wasn't even sure why. It seemed, I was like, I have an office and I have a house with lots of space. I don't really need a yurt, but I'm going to build. It's sort of like, I will build it and they will come. And that's what happened.
So let's talk just a minute now again about so how can we have time and space to listen without going on the El Camino?
Yes. So, you know, there's a million ways. There's a million ways, but all of them involve stillness or getting quiet or stepping outside of the river of life just for even 5 minutes, where you meditate or you have a contemplative practice, or you lay in the bathtub and spend time with yourself, or take a trip by yourself. I always love to go camping by myself. I live in grizzly country. So I'm awake, you know, suddenly I'm very awake, you know? So there's a lot of different ways. Like, I really love this podcast called Live Awake, which is by Sarah Blondin. She has a beautiful, and they're short little guided meditations. They're so beautiful. So just giving yourself every day some space and time to tune in and have a relationship with yourself.
That is such a neat thing that we're learning in this stage of the 2020, you know, of listening to the voice inside that will take care of us if we respect it and listen. So, all right. Well, let's take another break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why things bother us. So we kind of touched on that about the yurt. So stay tuned to see what else Stacy shares with us today.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Well, thanks for coming back to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is Sharon Rolfe with my guest, Stacy Tompkins, today. And there's often Stacy had talked about saying yes to help. These people that helped her on the journey with the plums and taking care of her feet and so forth, taking care of each other even on the walk was something that you experienced. And mm-hmm. I'm delighted that you let your heart feel their love and care.
Yeah.
That's not something we do every day in life, is it?
No, I think especially in the culture that we live in, you know, sort of an independent, I got this, I can do it myself, I don't need anybody. You know, those are valued characteristics that we may have gone a little too far with those, because receiving from each other is an art. And it's also, you know, if you're only giving, then it's actually, to me, it's unethical to only be a giver, because if you don't know what it feels like to receive, you're not aware of or cognizant of what you're giving. You're just giving for the sake of giving, which isn't, it's not kind. So a reciprocal relationship, a symbiotic relationship where I give and you receive, and then you give and I receive, and then I give and you receive, is much more balanced, much more healthy, kind of like, you know, you can actually see the yin yang in that, right? Like, mm-hmm. And that is a natural human way of being. And so hiking on the Camino, one of the main experiences is that, you know, total strangers will come up to each other and say, you know, ¿por qué caminas? Why are you walking? And it's a conversation starter, and you can just feel the depth of it. It's much more deep than, like, say, what do you do? Right? It is, why are you walking? And the answers to those questions were profound and heart opening and really vulnerable. You know, Brene Brown, right? Everybody knows who Brene Brown is. She says that the birthplace of connection is vulnerability, right?
Yeah.
So I truly believe that. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Now, of course, she's done tons of research to prove it, but all I have is my own experience, and it jives with my own experience. It is absolutely congruent. So, on the Camino, everybody is vulnerable, because all we're doing is walking. Our bodies are tired. Our feet are a little blistered and bloody. The sun is hot, and we all have stories. And those stories, when you walk every day, come right to the surface. So when somebody says, why are you walking? It's so impossible to not answer that question with truth. Why am I walking? Because my children left me. Why am I walking? Because my wife died of cancer. Why am I walking? Because I have a cancer diagnosis. Why am I, like, it just, the stories went on, and each story opened my heart more. So I'm just so grateful for that experience. I wish everyone in the world could walk the Camino.
And yet, there were some things that bothered you quite a bit. So how did you deal with that?
Yes. Yes, because we're human, right? Oh. So there were, you know, the hostels that you sleep in. So the Catholic Church of Spain provides hostels for a very low rate. So $3 to $5 or $8 a night. And they'll give you a bed, a blanket, a pillow, and, you know, a shower, a bathroom. You know, they would provide all of that for you. So if you walked and you made it to the hostel, you would get all of that. And so, but it was bunk beds in a big room most of the time. So you're sleeping with many, many other people, and some of those people snore.
Oh dear.
And some of those people, you know, ate too many Spanish peppers. And so the room would get maybe a little stinky from all the hiking and the boots, and then there would be snoring. And it really was, for me, because I live in a very quiet place, an experience of accepting humanity in all the ways that they show up. And sometimes that was very challenging for me. You know, I had my earplugs and my eye mask and my essential oils. But you're still sort of marinating in humanity when you do the Camino. So it was a challenge, and it was also one that I felt grateful for, that I could appreciate humanity, you know, that I could lay there awake listening to the snoring and think, you know, I'm sure I have annoying qualities too. That's what this person is doing. I wonder what I'm doing. And, you know, again, space and time to follow the thoughts all the way through rather than cutting them off and moving on. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the gift also.
So it seems like you came to actually appreciate then, is that what you're saying, the snoring?
Yeah, maybe not 100% appreciate, but it taught me a lot, you know, like I don't snore. I don't think I snore, but I'm sure I have other annoying, you know, we all get triggered in different ways, and being on the Camino, you get triggered and then you get to work with that. Being triggered means that there's some unresolved conflict in you that needs attention. And so being triggered is actually a gift.
So it's great that you had your basic needs were being met, if not by the hostel, then by each other and the people that were living along the way. So there's people do this all year long, then you're saying, right?
Yeah, they do. The weather gets pretty wintry and cold. It's mountainous territory, and so you walk through. Sometimes you walk through industrial areas, other times through fields, other times through towns. Like you get a little bit of everything. And people usually, very few people walk in the winter. The most popular times are in the spring and early fall. And the summer is just very crowded.
Mm-hmm. So does it actually cost you to start the journey?
It's actually very affordable. Whatever the plane ticket is to get to a town, and I will also add that there are trails all over Europe that lead to Santiago. So you can start in all kinds of different places: Portugal, Spain, France, even beyond, even Italy. Like you can start almost anywhere, depending on how far you want to walk, how long you want to be on the trail. The other beauty of the trail is that, you know, if you're like, oh, I don't really want to walk this portion, you can take a day off, you can take a taxi, you can hop on a bus.
Okay.
You know, some people call it cheating. I call it taking care of yourself. So, you know, there's just many options. They'll also take your backpack. Like if you're going from one hostel to another hostel, you can just put on your backpack, like, this is where I'm going. And that backpack will be delivered to that hostel for you. So if your shoulders are sore or you're feeling exceptionally fatigued and you want to take a little break, like you can do that. It's just so beautiful. You can make it how you want.
So not only the El Camino, but also some of the work that you do, do you actually kind of encourage people to write a prescription for doing what ails you?
Yeah. Like, you know, whatever it is that is persistent, if there's a persistent pattern in your life, if you're like, why do I keep dating basically the same man in a different body? You know, somebody who's whatever characteristics they have, right? We're all drawn to certain people. And, you know, if you have a pattern of overeating or over-exercising or watching Netflix for 8 hours a day, like whatever your pattern is, to actually give yourself permission to do something radical, to shift that, is a self-prescribed medication. And medicine can be anything. Medicine can be a conversation. Medicine can be a delicious meal. Medicine can be a walk. You know, there's a lot of different ways to think about medicine. I have people in my life who are good medicine to me, right?
Wow.
And so you can do something radical. I can just call it radical self-care. Like, step outside of your comfort zone. I have a teacher who says, everything you want is outside of your comfort zone. And I go, oh my God, that's so true. And he, you know, there's different ways of saying that. Joseph Campbell also said that the treasure that you seek is in the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek.
Right? That's rich. So
allowing fear to decide what we do or don't do is, you know, it's always a mistake. To recognize that you have fear and do it anyway is a gift to yourself.
All right. So we're going to ask Stacy one more deep question when we come back. So stay tuned to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Okay, you are listening to Stacy Tompkins and Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio on the Fresh Courage Show. And we've had quite a dynamite conversation here about self-prescribing ourselves self-care. We don't do that much anymore. And she took the El Camino walk in out of Portugal. And I want to ask Stacy, are there consequences of when things happen over and over in our life and we don't pay attention to them? What happens if we don't listen?
Yeah, well, if we don't listen, I mean, just check in with yourself. Anybody who's listening, like I can speak to this, but it doesn't really mean it's true unless it feels congruent and kind of lights up something in you. So this is my experience, that when I don't listen to my body or my spirit or my gut, you know, I get a gut feeling and I override it, that what I encounter in my life is obstacles and barriers and challenges that are sort of beyond what, you know, what is the everyday. And so when I stop and I'm like, okay, what is it? Like this is what it requires when you're having kind of a pattern or a persistent experience in your body, is to stop, sit down or lay down, and then be curious. What is the message here that my body is expressing to me? What is the message that my soul is expressing to me? What does my heart want to say to me about the way I'm living my life? Is it congruent with who I am and what I am all about? And maybe even what my soul purpose is for being here. Now, you know, I believe in that. And you can use different languaging around that to make it maybe more accessible to mainstream populations. But, you know, we all have souls and they're here for a reason. And when we are working in integrity with that soul part of us, then our lives unfold with grace and ease. And when we're not, things get a little gnarly.
So did you have that sense of your own authenticity before you went on the walk?
I think I had glimpses of it.
Okay.
Moments of it. And then doing the walk, like I think I said early on in the interview that I really befriended myself. It was as though I recollected parts of myself that had just literally gone missing or buried in motherhood and partnership and, you know, living in this really fast-paced culture.
Even in Bozeman, Montana.
Even in Bozeman, Montana, we, you know, we know how to relax, but we also know how to get her done. So, and I haven't lived here my whole life. I'm a bit of a gypsy. So I came here from Jackson, Wyoming, and before that Seattle, and before that Mexico. I lived in central Mexico for 3 years. So I move around a lot, and I like to think of it as just gathering up wisdom and experiences so then I can offer them to my family, but also my clients.
Okay, so we're encouraging our audience today to think about what is some things in your life that maybe it's time to let go. They're constricting you. Oh, let's give the end of the story about El Camino and the restriction ceremony that you had.
So at the end of so I hiked to Santiago, and then there's another 2 day, I think it's 2 or 3 day hike, maybe it was a 3 day hike to Finisterre, which means end of the earth. And it literally is this arm of earth that goes out into the ocean, into the Atlantic Ocean, that you stand on the end of that earth, and you're literally almost surrounded. It's almost like being on an island, and the pilgrims gather there. And then we all go to the beach at dusk and watch the sunset, and then have a big bonfire. And the purpose of the bonfire is to burn what you no longer need, right? So it's a big giant bonfire, and people are there from all over the world, playing guitars, playing ukuleles, singing songs, sharing food, sharing beer and wine. And it was so beautiful. And so the moment came for the ritual of letting go. And I was like, what am I going to let go of? What do I have that I'm ready to let go of? And I thought, you know, I've been wearing this bra for a month. I'm ready to let go of this bra. So I took it off under my shirt, you know, in that tricky way that women can do. And I threw it into the fire, and I watched it burn. And then immediately I was like, oh no, I kind of missed my bra, you know, but it was disgusting. So it was time for it to go anyway, but it was constricting. I find bras to be very constricting and sort of an old expectation of women to look a certain way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was very liberating for me to burn that. I was happy.
So let's talk about what's motivating you now and what you're working on, Stacey.
Yeah. So, you know, since that experience, I've come home and I decided I was going to start a private practice in you know, counseling or therapy. I actually market myself as an integral coach because I have also certification in integral coaching, which is kind of Ken Wilber stuff. What I have found is that I have this thriving practice of people who want to come together. And so I come together, know themselves, understand themselves, accept themselves, and then also eradicate, you know, the sort of integrated voices in their heads, which often become the inner critic, right? Mm-hmm. So I integrate, say, my mother's voice or my coach's voice or my guru's voice or any voice, somebody who has an agenda for me. And then I have that agenda for myself. So the question becomes, is it mine? Is it my agenda, or is it somebody else's agenda that I've internalized? And so that's really good work.
Yeah. So let's tell people how they can get a hold of you and learn more about what you do, Stacey.
Yeah. So you can go to my website. That's probably a great place to start. And I actually have two websites. One of them is stacytompkins.com. And it's S-T-A-C-E-Y and then T-O-M-P-K-I-N-S.com. And then I partner with another woman named Anna, and we have a project called the Awakened Heart Project. And we offer retreats and backcountry experiences for women. We also do co-ed retreats. And then I run groups for women in Bozeman. I don't know how many people from Bozeman are listening today, but I really love the groups. I have a beginner's group and then a more advanced group for people who just keep doing the groups over and over. And we learn things like boundaries and the victim triangle and hard conversations with your mother-in-law and how to befriend your inner critic so that there's not a war zone inside of you. And then whatever comes up for people, you know, divorce, sickness, deaths, grief, like sometimes I have an agenda and I throw the agenda out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or whatever's going on. So go ahead.
So let's tell Stacy's phone number, if you want to go that route, is 406-570-1304. And my website is effortlessvitality.org. And my little art blocks that I like to put up, they are available on Etsy at Quilted Petunia Store. Uh-huh. And I also have these videos on a YouTube channel. So thank you for listening today on Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine. And next week, we're going to talk to a subject of rich or wealthy. So come back next week and listen to Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine.
Thank you so much,
Sharon. Some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.